With Radio On The Go News, I'm Brian Fancher reporting. A flash flood watch remains in effect for the broadcast area until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Thunderstorms will be capable of producing up to 2 inches of rain in an hour. Remember, never cross a flooded road. Turn around, don't drown, as flash flooding can be a very dangerous situation. A group of 216 climate educators from 38 colleges and universities in Iowa have issued a statement warning extreme temperatures are ahead. Bill Kotowski is an atmospheric science professor at Iowa State University.
Conditions will become very dangerous at times, much more so than we are experiencing at the present time.
The group's analysis indicates the number of days when temperatures exceed 90 degrees will at least double within the next 2 decades.
Depending again on how we work towards reducing our increase in greenhouse gases. So it's not hopeless, and I want people to understand that it's not hopeless. There are things we can do, and there are adaptations that we can do as well.
Yet the group of Iowa scientists warns flooding is more likely with a warmer and more humid atmosphere. Plus, Iowans may have to adjust when they spend time outdoors to avoid heat-related illnesses. Peter Levi is an environmental science professor at Drake University.
The Iowans most at risk for becoming ill, whether having heat exhaustion, heat cramps, heat stroke, or suffering death include our friends and neighbors who work outside on a regular basis, older adults above age 65, infants and children, those individuals with chronic medical conditions, low-income households, and our athletes.
The 2019 Iowa Climate Statement concludes dangerous heat events will be more frequent and more severe. The group of Iowa scientists acknowledge climate change has become a controversial issue in the political atmosphere, and they've not been able to convince everyone of the severity of future weather disruptions. The group is emphasizing that Iowans can take action on a local level by doing things like installing solar panels and encouraging utility companies to diversify with wind and solar projects. A North Central Iowa man had pleaded guilty to stealing heirlooms from the family of fallen rock star Richie Valens during the winter dance party in Clear Lake was sentenced to a month in jail. The Valens family had reported 2 framed family photos of Richie Valens and a framed movie poster were stolen from the Best Western Motor Lodge during a family luncheon on February 2nd. The items were recovered 12 days later in good condition. 59-year-old Mark Hobbs was later arrested, charged with second-degree theft and conspiracy to commit a non-forcible felony, with authorities saying that he had been seen on surveillance video taking the photos. As part of a plea agreement, Hobbs pleaded guilty to a charge of third-degree theft, with a conspiracy charge being dismissed. Hobbs was sentenced this week to 30 days in jail, issued a $625 fine, which was suspended. Hobbs late last month was also charged after authorities allegedly found more than a pound of methamphetamine in a Mason City storage unit. His trial in that charge scheduled for November the 5th. Yesterday morning, the Hardin County Sheriff's Office arrested 49-year-old Tara Ray of Eldora on a Hardin County warrant for violation of her pretrial release from the original charge of operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. Last night, the Hardin County Sheriff's Office arrested 17-year-old Damian Holt for failing to appear for a felony charge. Both Ray and Holt are being held at the Hardin County Jail. Tuesday night, the Iowa Falls Police Department arrested 38-year-old Jeremiah Hook of New Providence on an Iowa Falls warrant for operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. Hook was released yesterday. Tuesday morning, Iowa Falls Police received a report of the theft of about 12 stainless steel hog feeders from along Country Club Road. The feeders have a combined value of just under $500. Yesterday, the Hardin County Board of Supervisors tabled making a recommendation to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources concerning an animal feeding operation construction permit application for the Corner Pork site in Section 27 of Alden Township. In other business, the Hardin supervisors approved to request a quote from the Iowa Governmental Health Care Plan and canceled the October 2nd board business meeting. This week, the Iowa Valley Community College District Board of Directors held a special meeting and approved the chancellor's recommendation to terminate an employee. Haytham Abdel Majid had been on the physics faculty for both Ellsworth Community College in Iowa Falls and at Marshalltown Community College. He was terminated because he was absent from duty without approved leave. CICS as a drop-in center in Hampton along Highway 65 South that is designed to help those diagnosed with a mental illness. CICS Hampton coordinator Morgan Bell tells Radio On The Go News what the drop-in center is used for.
Drop-in means you can come for 10 minutes, you can come for 4 hours, you can come anytime, and that's all anonymous. You just come in and you get to spend time there however you want. We have a lot of different rooms, so if you want to be there but you don't want to be around other people, you have that ability. And if you want to do puzzles or crafts or you want to be with people, we pretty much always have people there, so we have a lot of different opportunities for whatever it is that you need at that time.
Bell says an event called Let's Talk will take place at the drop-in center on October the 1st.
Tiffany Larson is a specialist that works with teens and children of all ages on a lot of different topics. And we have her coming in, and she's going to talk to parents and caregivers, grandparents, teachers, anybody that works with kids or spends time with kids. And her whole program is about teaching those adults to be askable, approachable. She gives tips on how to talk about those tough topics, whatever they may be. And there is a question and answer portion, so you can specifically bring up maybe a tough topic that you're struggling with at that time.
For more information, call this number. It is 641-456-2128. Again, 456-2128. This week, the Clarksville City Council approved a bid from K&W Coatings of Elkader to clean dirt and algae growth from the exterior surface of the water tower tank between the bottom of the logo and the top of the pedestal with a pressure washer for $5,900. In other business, the Clarksville Council tabled a memorandum of understanding between the city and the Clarksville Development Corporation to transfer by deed the city-owned property of 414 East Poisel Street to the corporation. A prosecutor says an Iowa man accused of using a corn rake to kill his wife was irate over her affair and fearful he would lose their farm if she divorced him. Testimony resumed yesterday after opening statements for the trial of 43-year-old Todd Mullis. He's charged with first-degree murder in the slaying of 39-year-old Amy Mullis on November 10th at the farm west of Dubuque. He claimed she accidentally fell on a corn rake, but prosecutors say evidence showed she'd been stabbed in the back with it. Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is the president of Butler County Visions of Well-Being, Shauna Liebeck, who will be discussing their upcoming Kid Fest set for Saturday. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays over the noon hour on KLMJ with archive programs at radioonthego.com. Rainfall amounts around the area in the past 24 hours. You can find the rainfall totals by going online to radioonthego.com and looking under the weather tab. Ackley picking up 1.2 inches of rain, Alexander 3/10. Allison 7/10 of an inch, Ardale 1.5 inches. Bristow 1.2 inches, Chapin 1.7. Charles City, 1.18 inches, Clarion, 21/100, Doherty, 2.5 inches of rain, Eldora, 1 inch even, Fort Dodge, 13/100, Hansel, 1.9 inches, Iowa Falls, 85/100, Latimer, 0.5 inch of rain, north of Marlborough, 2.9 inches, Marshalltown, 47/100, Mason City, 1.83 inches, Missouri, 0.8, Parkersburg, 35/100, Rowan, 0.5 inch of rain, Rudd, 4.1 inches, northwest of Sheffield, 1.1 inches, Thornton, 0.5 inch, Waterloo, 13/100, Wellsburg, 6/10 of an inch, and in Hampton, at our studios, 1.78 inches of rain falling in the past 24 hours. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 78, and the low of 67. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fancher reporting.